It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
As we turn the calendar and get ready for Labor Day weekend, I guess it kind of is the beginning of a brand new season in the world of sports. Hello, I'm Will Hampton. Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. Yeah, as we kind of get going here, it means Labor Day means it's football time, folks. And I know we're into now week three of high school football, but the pros and college and all that gets started. And I know you're excited. If you're a sports fan and you're like me, this is sort of the beginning, you know, kind of the shoot off the rocket that says it's time to get serious about sports. Welcome. And this show is underwritten in part by AAA Roofing, AAAroofingCompany.com. They do have jobs. They are looking for people, so you can always get a hold of them and perhaps get a job. And 21ology.com, also helping us with the underwriting of this show. 21ology.com is a website marketing consulting company. High school football, as I said, it's already into week three of the season, and there are some great games to watch this weekend. This Friday night at Marion University, Cathedral takes on Cincinnati Elder. So right here in our own backyard at Marion, it'll be Cathedral against Cincinnati Elder. The Irish, they're 1-1 on the season. Cecina is 2-0. Odd Hurley's Bunch off to another great start this year. Cecina plays at Park Tudor this Friday night. Guerin Catholic, they got a huge win over Lafayette Central Catholic last week. And Guerin Catholic sits at 1-1 already this season. Ritter and Brebeuf, they square off. That should be another good football game. And Roncalli is at Bishop Chatard. The Rebels are off to an 0-2 start. The Trojans are 2-0 after making history last week. Yeah, they won their first home game in 57-year history of the program. And yeah, I'll say that again. That's a big number. First home victory in the 57-year history of the school. And it's my pleasure to welcome Rob Doyle, head coach of the Chatard Trojans. That's pretty amazing, Coach, a first home victory in 57 years.
Yes, well, that's our first home game. So there was a T-shirt out there for a while that said undefeated at home since 1961. It was kind of funny. People would look at that and do a double take, like, what, you've never lost that long?
Yeah, and if people don't know, if people don't know the story, you finally have the home, what has been the practice field for a long time for Chatard has now been built and worked and everything done that needed to be done to actually have a home game there. And that's been a long time coming, and wow, what a difference, I'm sure, for your program to be able to play there.
It really has. It was almost surreal the first night we stepped on the field and we were like, wow, we're home. We can just stay here and play. It was great fun for our kids, for our fans, for our school. We've had tremendous support from everybody, and it's just been a whole lot of fun.
And you guys got the win over Brebeuf 38-7. That was probably as much pressure as you've ever had as a coach, right? I mean, you had to win that one, didn't you?
Well, it was a running joke, like, hey, don't lose this one, please, right? But we felt pretty good about our chances. We have a really fine team this year. So
yeah, you guys are off to a 2-0 start, and this week you guys host Roncalli. It's always a battle. Now the Rebels are off to a kind of a uncharacteristic 0-2 start, but I'm sure you know this is always a great game when Chatard and Roncalli get together. It means a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. This year, we have not won this new conference affiliation yet, so that is a huge goal for us this week. The second thing, though, is Roncalli is a very good football team. They're very well coached. Their kids play sound football. Their two losses this year really were to two big 6A schools, and they just had a couple of turnover problems. They could have easily won both games and be 2-0 against some top-level competition. So we know Roncalli is going to be very good.
What do you like about your football team this year?
Well, I like everything about my team. We have a great group of guys. Our all three classes, we have 95 kids on our team for a school of our size. That's a very good number. Yeah. And we're solid at every position. We're continue to try to build depth, but we have a great group of kids. It's fun every day to show up for practice.
Yeah, I bet it is. Now, you guys, like you said, you have the home field this time. How many home games do you actually have? Do you know, or do you just focus on the next one?
Well, this week is actually at Roncalli. This is their home game this week. But we have a couple of more. The only home game, we have Covcath out of just south of Cincinnati, who's a great team, and then Garen. Our other home game is Cathedral, but right now, because of the parking, it's scheduled at Tech. Believe me, we'd like to play them at our home field. We don't have all of our parking facilities done yet. That may not happen for a few more months, so that's a concern at this point. But we definitely have the Covington Catholic and the Garen situation at home, so that's great.
That's neat. We're talking with Rob Doyle, head coach of Chittard, and this week you guys take on Roncalli at Roncalli, and then, of course, you said two more home games actually on campus. What a neat facility, I would imagine, now for just everybody involved in Chittard to look up and down that row to see the baseball complex, and softball's right there in the corner, and it just really, I'm sure it just comes alive, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. You know, last Friday night was CYO night, and Bill Somm had told me I didn't see it. My wife told me the kids on the baseball field at night with all the games and things that were going on, the kids out there playing their own football games, was just unbelievable. There were a ton of kids out there on the baseball field playing on the turf. So it's a really neat environment.
We talked about this last year on this show, and the faith-based nature of Chittard and what it means to you and this community, it's special. You almost can't put your finger on it, can you, how important the Catholic faith is to Chittard.
It really is amazing. All my wife went there. All my three children went to Chittard. I'm the only one in our house that didn't. I went to Andran up north, and there's a reason I'm coaching at Chittard, and that's it. It's a special place. It's a special environment. It's a unique group of families who come together and provide an opportunity for these young men to have a great Catholic education. I can tell you without any reservations that the teachers, the administrators, the kids, they live it every day. And it's a really, really neat thing to see, and you can see it every day at our school.
I've talked to several coaches about how do you take that faith from the classrooms and from Mass and translate it to a football field on Friday night? How do you do that?
Well, it sounds like it would be a tough question, but it's really not, because everything we do every day is based on our faith in each other and faith in what we do, and those lessons carry over. You can't have faith in one area of your life and then in the other area have none and not know what it means to believe in another person or another thing in a way that you are all in. And those lessons carry over both ways, on the football field and in our faith. So it all ties in together. That is a message that we try to send every day to our young men, building the right kind of men, the right kind of young men for our country. There's a shortage of that in a lot of places, and you know, if we can make a small difference with 95 or 100 kids every year, then I like to think we're doing some good work.
Yeah, we certainly are, and I do appreciate it. And go get them. And now you, the shirt's still good. You're still undefeated at home, so that's good.
we'll survive another week anyway.
That's Rob Doyle, head coach of Chittard. They take on Roncalli at Roncalli this Friday night. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Marion football with Coach Mark Henniger.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
And the Marion Knights started their brand new season with a big win over St. Xavier. Coach Mark Henniger now joins us live. Hey, Coach, how are you doing? Good to have you on Catholic Radio and Catholic Sports Weekly.
Yeah, doing well, Will. I appreciate the opportunity to be on and talk with you.
I tell you, that win over St. X was, well, you and I were talking the other day just on the phone, and it's the exact opposite of what happened last season. You went up there last season, and you had a tough start, and it kind of, affected you guys, really, I think, all season a little bit. And then This time, you're hoping for the exact opposite result because you guys whip them 52-7, and you're saying, okay, that's one to build on, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was. It felt good. You know, you said the exact opposite. It was certainly the exact opposite feeling of what we had up in Chicago a year ago. I mean, I think that our players we had a really good winter. We had a really good spring. We had a lot of guys around, this summer working out, working hard, had a good summer. We had a good fall camp. So everything really kind of led towards, towards getting off on the right foot. I think last year we, if we find a way to win that game last year, maybe our season, the entire season maybe is a little bit different, but it wasn't. And, we came out and Chuck Salary taking the opening stat, 75 yards for a touchdown, was just such a such a relief, for our entire program and our players, we just came out fast, defensively we, found a way to get a stop early, and then the offense was just was clicking and scoring, and it was really, we played, there's plenty of things. And when you sit and watch the video, there's plenty of things we need to get cleaned up. For a first game, I was very pleased with how he played.
Well, I mean, St. X was ranked 6th in the nation. I think you guys are, 15th or something like that? Am I right?
Yeah, we were 15th in the initial poll there.
Yeah, and I know
the polls don't really mean
a lot. You don't care about them, and most coaches don't, and the fans kind of look at those. But even I think even fans know these first couple, the beginning of the year, it's almost impossible to know who's got what and who's, who's come back with a good team and who hasn't and this, that, and the other. But as far as your players – is sometimes a 52-7 win, is that a good thing completely, or sometimes you kind of go, okay, now they're going to think they're pretty special, so I got to bring them, I got to bring them down a little bit. Is there a little bit of both in that?
Yeah, I mean, there is for sure. I mean, we don't want our guys feeling good. We want them feeling good. We want them feeling proud. We want them, we want them to, see all the hard work that they've put in, over the last, 9-10 months. And then have a result like that, shows them that, hey, if you work hard and you do things the right way, you've got a chance to be successful, mm-hmm. But on the other side, we don't want them feeling like they just won the Super Bowl either. It was, it's game one, we've got 9 more on our schedule, and, if we do it right, hopefully we got a couple more after that. And, at the end of the day, and this with our league, it's a tough league, and if you're not focused and you're not looking at the team that is right in front of you on the schedule, you'll get beat. So, yeah. We are a young football team, and getting them to handle distractions, and now we're trying to get them to handle, just a little taste of success, we're going to lean heavily on our older players that have been around here for a couple of years that know what it's supposed to look like.
Talking with Mark Haniger, the head football coach at Marion University. The Knights are off to a 1-0 start after beating St. X 52-7 in the opener. You guys go to Robert Morris. You have a week off. Then you play at Robert Morris September 8th, and then you're home again September 22nd. Now, that's also a night game, right? You guys are doing a 6:05 kick?
Yeah, two. They wanted 2 night games, so I gave in.
Hey, when I was over there, I could never talk you into that. What's up with that, Coach?
No, yeah, I think they got me feeling bad because they only have 4 home games, and I'm like, okay, whatever you guys want. If you want a night game, we'll do it at night.
But, well, the night is a good atmosphere, but I know as a team, it's a whole different preparation. And this last game, the home opener, man, you had the big rainstorm that came through there, right? Yeah. Then you had the lightning. I had friends of mine sending me pictures of tailgates that were flooded. That had to be an interesting atmosphere.
I'll tell you, it was. We were, because we, our locker room is, a 5-6 minute walk from the field. Our specialists were on our way out. We were halfway there, and then the sky opened up. We had a huge crack of lightning. So we turned around and marched right back to the locker room, and then got things sorted out. Yeah, it just rained buckets of rain lightning. I mean, it was a, you know, I looked at my radar and it was brown. You know, it's never good to see brown on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, yeah, it wasn't orange or red. It was brown. It was dark. And but I tell you what, we walked out. You know, they made the decision just to push everything back an hour or so. And when we walked out, it was incredible. I mean, the tailgaters were still there. The stands were full. Like, it was, you know, the atmosphere that we had, you know, with the hour rain delay and all that was spectacular.
Yeah. Well, they had an hour more to get ready, if you know what
I
mean.
An hour more pre-game.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Mark Kenninger, head football coach of Marion, and I know you're a faith-filled guy. Your Catholic faith is important to you, and we talk a lot about leadership and faith on this show, Catholic Sports Weekly. And I know for you, one of your favorite parts of the day, and it's harder to do, I guess, with the 6:05 kick, is to go to Mass after the game. Tell me a little bit about that and the importance of game day and being able to kind of work a Mass into that sometimes.
Yeah, it's it is one of my most favorite things about Marion is the Mass after the game. You know, it just to me it puts everything in perspective. You know, I mean, it's you know, because you go from just being the sideline is such a stressful place. You know, for those 3 hours during that game. And you know, whether we win or whether we lose or, you know, whatever the result is, the fact that, you know, when the game ends, you know, I've got, you know, my two daughters come up and they don't care if we won or lost. Or, you know, they have no idea. And, you know, they just want, you know, to them, I'm just dad. And, you know, and then for us to be able to go, you know, as a family and then go to Mass and be a part of, you know, be a part of the larger Marion family is one of the greatest things. It just keeps me, it helps center me. It puts things in perspective. It you know, if it was an especially stressful day, it helps calm me and bring me back to, you know, where I should be, you know, and just having the opportunity to, you know, to celebrate Mass and celebrate the Eucharist. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's hard to describe, I guess, but it's one of my, you know, there's so many things to love about being at Marion, and that's without question one of my favorites.
Well, I remember when we made the trips to Daytona for the national championship games back-to-back years. I know President Elsner and all of us in the marketing department, it was very important for us, and I know it was driven by you, is to have some sort of Mass. And I remember we took Father Joe one year, and
yeah,
that was a big part of the week for the fans to be able to celebrate Mass, and the team goes. Now, we're not going to pretend that the Knights are 90% Catholic football players. they're not, to be able to wrap around that community, and that's, sure, it's the Mass, it's the Eucharist for guys like you and me who are Catholics, but for the team, it's a way to communicate as a community and be together in one, right?
Yeah, I think we talk so much about our team being a family, and you're right. I mean, I you know, you say 90%. I would say it's probably 90% of our players are not Catholic.
Yeah.
It may not be quite that high, but it's, I mean, the vast majority of our players are not Catholic. And you know,
but there's still time for them, right? There's still time.
yeah, right. Yeah, we're trying absolutely. You know. So it is an opportunity for us, I think, to strengthen our family bond. You know, we have, you know, and I tell them, you know, I make them go to two Masses a year. I make them go. We have our first Sunday here during camp. We have a Mass. We had Father Hunter. Actually, we were in camp for two Sundays this year. Father Hunter came out for both of them. He is the pastor at St. Rock's on the south side,
yeah,
and is the Colts chaplain.
Yeah, he was on our show here last week. We had him on last week.
Sure.
Father Hunter's awesome. A big fan of Catholic Sports Weekly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. He's a big man.
Yeah, he so, is. Can you get him some more eligibility or something?
We were trying. But so, you know, we had him come out, and it was great. It was just, you know, it's just, and I think as our players, it's so easy to get wrapped up in what we're doing, and you lose sight, I guess, of the bigger picture. So, you know, it's you know, I don't know. It's just something that I think just brings us together, you know. So, so we had mass here in camp, and I tell them I'm gonna make you go twice a year, and it's that one, and God willing, it'd be one down in Daytona.
Yep, exactly. We're talking with Mark Kaniger, head football coach of the Marion Knights. A couple things before I let you go. You talk about Chuck's salary. Now, is he Chuck's salary now or Charles' salary? He's your
it depends on the day.
Okay. Where's number one, right? He's your top running back. I remember when he kind of burst on the scene. I was at the game, and he got like 9 carries, and I don't know the numbers. I think it was like 9 carries, 180 yards. And they just could not stop him. And I still remember one of the funniest connections between two coaches at the end of the game. And I won't talk football talk here. I'll talk more what we can do on the radio. But the other coach came up to you and was giving you a hard time about quote unquote running up the score. And you said, "Well, I can't. What'd you say? I can't help it if your guys can't tackle." And it was so funny because Charles was such a powerful. I remember asking him after the game, "Did you ever in your life think you could average 20 yards a carry?" But he's that kind of dynamic player, isn't he?
He's explosive, and it was a hard, situation to be in because you know we got into the fourth quarter and we had a big lead, and so we didn't put the ball in the air once. Midway through the third quarter, and so you get your starters out, and you know Charles at the time was a redshirt freshman, and he's pretty darn good, and you just get into that situation. If one guy were to miss, I mean he's fast enough to go. So it ended up, you know, I think he averaged 20 yards a pop, and I think scored 3 touchdowns. You know, so it certainly gave the appearance of running up the score when you know it's like you know daggone they couldn't they couldn't tackle him, but you know that's not a knock on them by any. No. Any stretch. I mean, Charles is he's a pretty special running back.
Yeah, he's real good. And he's, like you said, I think didn't he open the game with a touchdown this last week on the first play of the game?
First play of the game, 75 yards right up the middle.
Yeah.
And he made one guy miss, ran through a tackle, and then outran him. I mean, he had a great day.
You guys are home again September 22nd, and like you said, only 3 more home games in the regular season. There could always be a playoff game right at home as well. And then, of course, you go to St. Francis. I can't let you get out of here without talking about St. Francis. And they're ranked number one again. Are they as good as they were the last 2 years? Is this still going to be a classic Marion-St. Francis duel on September 29th up in Fort Wayne?
I think so. I mean, we've watched them on film here. Like, you know, because we play Robert Morris next. And that's who Robert Morris has played St. Francis. So we've watched them on film, and they look good. I mean, they're always going to be good. You know, I mean, it's one of the greatest rivalries. You know, it has to be one of the greatest rivalries right now in college football. It's what makes college football special is the, you know, the rivalries and with us and them. You know, there's so much. You know, I think you'd be, you know, you could make the statement, I think, pretty easily that, you know, hey, the two best teams in the country are, you know, 2 hours apart from each other right here, you know, if we're not the two, we're two of the best teams in the country, and the fact that we get to play each other every year is special, and you know there's so many things that tie us, you know, that tie us together, you know, from you know recruiting battles and obviously just you know the great games and playing in the playoffs it's certainly one that we are, you know, it's a game that we look forward to every year, you know, just like they do, I'm sure. But also I think that, you know, we're smart enough to know that if we're sitting here talking and worrying about St. Francis, we're going to get beat by Robert Morris and all that. So, our focus, you know, clearly is on the game that we're getting ready to play. When we get the opportunity to go up there and play them, late in September, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Somehow I knew you'd get back to that. One game at a time, Robert Morris is next, right? Don't worry about the big one coming up on September 29th because none of them are bigger than the next one you play, right, Coach?
For sure. No question. No question. I'd like to think that game against St. Francis is going to be a big game, and the only way it's a big game is if you win the next two.
Yep, exactly. Mark Kaniger, head coach of Marion Knights. I do want to say one more thing. I know every day I say a prayer for the Winterfeld family, Cole.
Yeah.
We lost him a couple of years ago now, the young man. If you know the program, you know who I'm talking about. How's the family doing? How are they doing?
Oh, they're awesome. I mean, they're awesome. Lauren's a senior in high school right now.
Wow.
And you know, we saw them a couple times here over the summer, and I talked to them, you know, not as often as I should, but we try to talk every couple weeks, and they're just great, unbelievable people, yeah. You know, and tremendous family, been so supportive of Marion, and, you know, we're trying to convince, you know, Lauren right now is out hunting for schools, and we're trying to, you know, she's getting the full court press right now on why Marion's the best place for her, for sure, and they're still very much a part of what we're doing, and you know, the thing that is so cool right now is that we are we're still partnered up with Team Impact. Jackson Stout is on our team right now. He is a 5-year-old with leukemia. He's a triplet. He was diagnosed with leukemia just over a year ago, and has been a part of our team now for almost a full year. But watching him on the sideline, I mean, we had to scoop him up and get him off the field a couple times, and going out for the coin toss, we lost Cole in the summer of 2015, but he's still living very strong through our program, and it's awesome watching Jackson Stout, you know, have the same effect on our team that Cole had, and it's just such a powerful thing. It's so much bigger than the game of football.
Yeah, well, I know you've kept Cole's locker, and number 11 still lives on.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for what you do. Yeah, thank you so much for what you do in that light and the way you give back to the community and the way you hold, you know, your faith first and foremost in your life. And that'll pay off as it already has, Coach. And thank you, and keep up the great work.
Awesome. Will, it was great talking with you, and thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Mark Henniger, head coach of the Marion Knights. We're going to take a break. We'll close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
And again, thanks to our underwriters, AAA Roofing Company and 21ology.com. Thanks to our coaches, Rob Doyle and Mark Henniger. And we'll see you next time right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.